Since its premiere last weekend, audiences have been watching and talking about Outcast, the third episode of Lanterns. Written by Vanessa Bodden Kelly, the flashback-heavy story digs into what makes Aaron Pierce's Jon Stewart tick, and we're early into the show's run, but it already feels like it'll be a season standout. In a recent Hollywood Reporter interview, Bodden Kelly highlighted the team writing, what rings true to us throughout the season. In her case, Jon being groomed as a lantern from age 5 parallels her time as a child star on Nickelodeon's All That, but only to a point. She didn't grow up with stage parents, but she said sports parents are considerably more overbearing, and that's what helped them figure out how the Stewarts see their son. Tiger Woods' father, Earl, and Venus and Serena Williams' father, Richard, as well as musical patriarch Joe Jackson, were all talked ad nauseum about, as was the mindset of embracing that parenting method. Is there a necessity for it when you're growing up in a certain environment? If you're growing up in Gary, Indiana, if you're growing up in Compton, is this the smartest way to do it? Asked Bodden Kelly. Does it fuck you up so bad that you're not able to ever come back from it? And could they have done this in something else? The discourse raging online, watching people have the same debates we had in the room about whether this is abuse or whether they did what needed to be done, is reminiscent of what we talked about for 6 months. When it came to making Bernadette Stewart be a more active player in John's upbringing, Bodden Kelly cited Sonia Curry, Steph Curry's mother, as inspiration for the mother-son dynamic in the episode. These are not women coddling their children, she said of sports moms. I think the writers' room agreed, it's tough love when dads do it, but when a mom does, people are like, she's terrible. I wanted to play with that a little bit because it's like, is she? And yes, she did acknowledge things get pushed a little bit in a different direction when said parenting involves shooting apples off your child's head. You can read the full interview for Bodden Kelly's additional thoughts on the writer's room and making this new version of Jon. Equally gratified for the opportunity and really sad at the harsher reactions, she hopes Outcast doesn't lead to people writing off the rest of Lanterns. I hope people stick it out with Jon. He goes through the very human experience of what it feels like to make your own decisions about the life you've been given, she said. I would caution anybody who feels like they know where his story ends, based on episode 3, to really make it through to the end. Want more IO9 news? Check out when to expect the latest Marvel, Star Wars, and Star Trek releases, what's next for the DC universe on film and TV, and everything you need to know about the future of Doctor Who.